Sanbona Nimzanti. I am your host, Candice Khumalo, and I welcome you to another episode of the Health from Zanzi podcast. For most of the time, we talk to doctors who are at the top of their game, leading the way in their fields. But today, we have a story that's both inspiring and a little heartbreaking. So many passionate doctors dedicate years to their studies, only to find themselves without a job after serving their communities. So in this episode, we are joined by Dr. Thabani Dlamini, who finds himself part of the doctors facing the harsh reality of unemployment. Thabani, welcome to the Health from Zanzi podcast. It's such a pleasure to be chatting to you today. Can you introduce yourself and tell us what it is that you do?
Thank you, Candice, for inviting me. I'm Thabani Dlamini. I'm originally from Inkanza. I stay in Durban. I'm currently an unemployed doctor. Worked as an intern in Prince Mushien Hospital, one of the biggest hospitals in KZN, Durban. I did my community service at ML Hospital, which was last year. Now I'm unemployed this year, but I'm in grade 1 MO medical officer.
Can you just walk us through your decision to pursue medicine as a career and what ultimately led to your current unemployment situation?
When I spoke about my decision to pursue medicine, they just don't believe it. But I had this dream of becoming a doctor and possibly train the community, because we do not have a lot of doctors in Gaza or in Formos, where I'm originally from. So when I did my grade 12 in 2011, I did well and I passed with a bachelor's degree, got one distinction in life orientation, which was not enough to get into medicine. I got accepted to do teaching in one of the universities in KZN. I got accepted in agriculture, but I didn't want to pursue any of those careers. So I decided I want to go back and redo my matric so that I'll be able to get into medicine. 2012, I redo my matric. I passed with distinctions. But after, I didn't get into medicine because some of the universities, it's very hard to get inside. UKZN, I didn't get a space. Vets, I didn't get a space. UP, UCT. And then I did nursing at Ngwelizane Hospital. I did nursing, but when I was within 3 weeks of doing my nursing and then medical to university, they called me SMU. They said, no, you're accepted in medicine. So I had to stop nursing and continue with my patient to be a doctor. But I wanted to do nursing and then after nursing and then do medicine.
Thabani, what did you say led to your current unemployment situation?
It's a lot of bleeding from the government officials because they knew how many doctors they do have, including doctors that went to Cuba to study medicine, the doctors in various SA universities. So they didn't plan ahead so that they'd be able to absorb us and work for the community.
And what would you say are some of the challenges you faced and continue to face in the job search? And has this experience impacted your passion for medicine in any way?
It hasn't affected my passion for medicine because we have that desire to change the community. We have that desire to help the community. I have that desire to help the community and possibly change the situation that we have or we are facing in deep environments whereby there's only one daughter or no daughter at all. Some of the challenges that we are facing, one is financial challenges, whereby we're used to the standards of getting money, getting salary every month. So now you can't pay for your debit orders. So some of us are breadwinners. So it's just a challenge, and that impacts us mentally. Because when you know that at home they're struggling to eat and they're just relying on you, that affects you. Some took loans. Now, when you're unable to pay loans, it's just affecting you lead to depression.
So, Thabani, in your own view, what impact does the situation of doctors being unemployed have on the public healthcare system? And furthermore, are there any solutions you see that could help address this issue?
When we started the movement to go into Natalia, KZN offices, our motto, our goal was to save our health. It wasn't just employment, but our main goal was to save our health. Because part of that saving health is whereby you have to employ doctors, because there is a great shortage of doctors in South Africa. So employing 200 doctors in the province, it will help the public sector, it will help our patients so that they don't have to wait for long hours, long queues. Some of them, we understand, they take loan to come to see the doctor or to come to hospital, whereas they end up not being seen because there's no doctor or there's a shortage of doctors. Secondly, what we seem we deem it fit is that they also provide specialists to also go to rural areas and teach the doctors so that they are always updated about the new data about diseases, the new ways of treating diseases, so that there's no gap between rural and urban areas. So we wanted to close that gap between rural and urban.
I'm curious to know that despite all these challenges, what keeps you motivated in your search for a medical position?
It's our clients. They keep me motivated because some of them, they know me in socials. They keep me motivated. They keep pushing because they know that the amount of work that I've done for them, what I've did in the hospital. Some of them, they see us in the hospital and they see how we work and they know how passionate we are about our people. So they keep me motivated.
What advice would you give to other aspiring doctors who might find themselves in the same situation?
Advice I'll give to aspiring doctors is that they need to have other means of generating income. When I was doing my internship, I also started a mobile garden whereby I sell fruits and veggies to the people. I deliver to them every weekend. So that's how I made money other than in medicine. I've also started the cleaning company, which is called Clean and Go Company, whereby I go to residents when they are moving in or out, I clean, and then in the complexes, I also clean for people. I'd strongly advise them to have multiple streams of income.
Thank you for joining this week's episode of the Health from Zanti podcast. To find out more about being the healthiest version of yourself, visit healthfromzanti.co.za, or you can send us an email to hello@healthfromzanti.co.za. This is the Health from Zanti podcast, and your ears are always invited. To doctors who might find themselves in the same situation, use this time to refine your skills, consider alternative healthcare settings, or even pursue passions you put on hold. Stay focused, stay adaptable, and most importantly, stay hopeful. The medical field needs you, and there's a place for your healing touch out there. Stay healthy and fancy. I am your host, Candice Kumalo. Until next time.